You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
You guys remember when the Jets took Zach Wilson?
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
And how you felt about it when they took him?
I remember it
very
well.
I was like, no! Like a slow motion, like, don't do it!
I remember saying, who?
What do you mean, who?
He wasn't on my radar when I was...
What do you mean? He was projected to go to the Jets.
I know, but I didn't really take it seriously. You know what I mean?
Really?
I was more of a Fields guy back then, and, you know, how well did that turn out?
Fields looking, and now it is picked off by Aiden Hutchinson.
Hold on one second. What year was that draft?
That was 2019.
Kyler Murray won.
Or, I'm sorry, 2020 then. It would be the 2020 draft.
Here we go. Joe Burrow won. No, that's not it.
This is great.
This is fantastic.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN. It's time now to play Who Am I?
That was brilliant, guys. Way to put that together. Love it.
Not my finest hour.
No. It's funny. It's very, very well produced, whoever did that. All right, time to play Who Am I? Here we go. Here are your first three nuggets. This individual ran the New York Marathon. Okay? This individual, although track and field was not his sport, broke the long jump record for his university. Even though track and field was not his number one sport, broke the long jump record at his university. And last but not least, this individual, unfortunately, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but never won a championship. Who am I? 800-919-3776. Let's go to Anthony and Hawthorne. Anthony, who am I?
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say Saquon.
No. No, sir. But thank you. Close, but no cigar. Ooh, could that have been another guess? Another hint, possibly? Here's another one for you. This athlete was drafted in the second round of their draft. He was a second round pick in their draft the year that he came out of college. Let's go to Sal and Dutchess. Sal, welcome in. You get another nugget. So here's, unless you want it to, do you want another nugget, or you feel confident you've got an answer right now?
I was going to say Aaron Donald.
No, not Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Do you want... Okay. All right. So let's recap. This individual went in the second round of their draft. He broke his university's record for the long jump, even though track and field was not his main event. This individual never won a championship. He did run in the New York Marathon, and he ran in support of CC Sabathia's foundation. That's your next nugget. Let's go to Chris in Staten Island. Chris, you're up.
Hey, Anita, is it Tiki Barber?
That is it, Chris. What gave it away? Congratulations. What did it for you?
Well, the nugget about that he came close to winning the championship, but he didn't, and. Yeah, I mean, I know he was prevalent in the news this week with the whole Saquon Barkley, quotes. And I'm a Giants fan, so I just another good guess, I guess. Last week I got the Mike Tyson one, so.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, Craig. Between you and Sal, You know, that's it. You can't participate in this game anymore. No, I'm kidding, Chris. I'm kidding. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you
very much. So some more nuggets. So again, why was, if you're just tuning in, I'm assuming you listen to Sports Talk Radio, you follow sports, Tiki Barber, not happy, of course, that Saquon Barkley jumped ship to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then was also in the news this week for comments, that other broadcasters in and around ESPN made about him. So he was in the news quite frequently. Again, not happy, not thrilled that Saquon Barkley jumped ship. Understands taking the money, of course, but not happy that Saquon Barkley went to a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles. So Tiki Barber, like I said, again, football player, went in the second round of the NFL draft, played running back, as we know, graduated from UVA. By the way, this is really interesting. You know, he went there on an academic scholarship, not just an athletic scholarship. He went there on an academic scholarship and broke the long jump record at UVA. He's a twin, of course, we know. He never won a championship with the Giants, but man, the year after he retired, that was the year that the Giants beat the Patriots. Remember that year the Patriots went 18-0 and the Giants, they like barely squeaked into the postseason. I think they were like at 500 and ended up beating the Patriots to win the Super Bowl that year in Arizona. It was such a great year for the Giants, and unfortunately, Tiki Barber missed that. He did run the New York Marathon, and he ran to benefit CeCe Sabathia's foundation. He also was on Broadway. He performed in Kinky Boots, or had an appearance in Kinky Boots, and also really big on network television. You know, the Iron Chef, Family Feud, Orange is the New Black, or just recently, Runway, right? That Runway show with the fashion, right? And just recently, him and his wife were on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Do you guys watch? I don't have time for that type of programming. Do you watch that stuff? Real Housewives, like it's all over. It's Housewives of L.A. and Atlanta and New Jersey, and it's kind of, it's nuts.
Do you know who you're talking to?
What?
No. At least I don't. I don't want to speak for Harvey here, but I don't.
Neither do I. I do not.
You guys have never tuned in to one episode. You
not
don't
a second.
Date anyone, your sister, your mother,
not
your brother,
a second.
Your cousins, your aunts, nobody. You've never walked into a room and somebody's watching Housewives of any sort.
No.
Huh. Okay. Well, somebody, I had no idea that Tiki's wife was on that. And this week, with all that happened with Tiki Barber, somebody was like, you know, his wife is on the Real Housewives. And I was like, what? And so I saw a few clips. So I wouldn't partake in that. But it's, listen, God bless Andy Cohen. He's making a ton of money, hand over fist, because everybody loves to, a lot of people, not everybody, obviously us three, not. But there are quite a few people out there who do like tuning into those sorts of shows. I just don't have time. Are you guys watching, or have you seen the show? Was it Only You? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Only You?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Who's in
Only
that?
You.
Who's in that show?
On Netflix. I think that's it.
No, it's only like.
Only
no.
It's on. It's like this. nope. Is that it? Nope.
Just
I don't
a woman
so.
from Janine Gutierrez, Pepe Herrera's in it.
No, that's not it. There's this new show on Netflix that my friends are trying to get me to watch. Apparently, like, it's, you know, this love story, and at the end of the day, you're like, you're sobbing. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no. Why would they recommend you something that you got to cry at the end for? No.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that either, right? But, and obviously, I'm getting the title wrong. Anyway. Let's go. Let's Let's get this show back on track. Let's go to Reggie in Harlem. Reggie, save the segment, my friend. Save the segment. How you doing, Reggie?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I watch every season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I watch.
You do?
I watch Married to Medicine, and I'm watching the reunion of this season right now.
Wait, I got one for you. I do know this. who gonna check you, boo?
That was my girlfriend, Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was married to the offensive lineman from Atlanta Falcons. I got her name on the tip of my tongue. Who gonna check me, boo?
I know that. I don't watch the show, but I do know that
but you
line.
You know that though.
I do know that line.
You know that line though.
Reggie, what I know you want to talk about the Jets. What you got?
Yeah, well, I'm predicting that the Jets are going to draft a wide receiver. I don't think they're going to take that offensive lineman that they should take. I think because even though Tyron Smith is signed for 1 year, and I think that was a good move in them getting Moses back. Like Baltimore, they know how to groom offensive linemen. They always get offensive linemen still. So I think that's the reason why they let Simpson go, because he beat out Ben Cleveland last year in training camp. And they was able to let Morgan Moses go, who's an excellent run blocker. So I feel that being that they just picked up those two bookings, and they finally have a guard to complement their right guard, and they have a right tackle. And I think by them getting Tyron Smith, I think they're going to draft a wide receiver. And then as far as the Patriots, I feel that they ruined Jones. I thought that Jerod Mayo, that he would try and fix him, being that they have a whole all new coaching staff. But it's sad because the only way he's going to get an opportunity to rejuvenate his career is if Trevor Lawrence is going to have to miss numerous games. If Trevor Lawrence missed one game here and that, that's not going to be able to help him, you know, be able to rejuvenate himself. And it's bad. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Reggie, thanks for the phone call, Reggie. I don't necessarily feel bad for Mac Jones. You know, sometimes, you know, again, I'm hearing a big reason why the Steelers traded Kenny Pickett was because Kenny Pickett lost the locker room when he refused to dress as the third quarterback when they decided to continue to roll with Mason Rudolph. You know, again, from what I understand in regard to Mac Jones, you need to coach him with kid gloves, which is really surprising to me considering he came from Alabama under Nick Saban. And so, you know, just and also he wasn't happy with the way that they were running the offense and went above Bill Belichick and went to the owner to complain. I guess I don't know if I'd go to the owner, but I wouldn't be happy if Bill Belichick gave me a defensive coordinator to run the offense with me like they did the year before last. And I thought that they would be able to turn around with Bill O'Brien there, and they weren't able to. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you need a change of scenery in order to regroup. And so I don't think we've heard the last of Mac Jones. I do believe that he's a good quarterback. I just think he's damaged goods at this point, and he needs to get fixed. Does Doug Peterson, does he do it in Jacksonville? I think he's got his hands full with Trevor Lawrence, but we'll see what happens. Nonetheless, I think this is a get right year for Mac Jones, just going back home. He's from the Jacksonville area and clearing his head and playing back up to Trevor Lawrence, and then see where the future takes him. I don't think we've heard the last of Mac Jones, just my two cents.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Anita Marks with you on this Saturday afternoon here on 98.7 ESPN. Time now for a tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. And we've got Wisconsin and Purdue back at it in the second half, all tied up at 43. And Mississippi State and Auburn as well, back at it in the second half. Auburn is up 34-31. Some really good contests coming up later on this afternoon and into the evening. Nebraska going up against Illinois at 3:30. Houston, Iowa State is going to be a good one. Again, I do like Houston. I'll lay the 5.5. UConn and Marquette, that tip-off is at 6:30. It's 9.5 right now. I'll lay the points with UConn and NC State going up against North Carolina. This one could get ugly, not going to lie, even though it's 10.5. I will lay the 10.5 with the Tar Heels. They are just head and shoulders so much better than NC State. That's our tournament update. Again, presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is a proud sponsor of the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with Schweppes, Schweppes Seltzer, and Schweppes Ginger Ale as well. Nothing like a transfusion. Schweppes Ginger Ale with, of course, grape juice and some vodka. You guys ever have a transfusion? You guys don't play golf, so I'd imagine no.
I feel like, right? I need a transfusion after these past couple of days. Something.
Really?
Yeah, transfusion of anything.
What's something going on? You want to share? Do you want to, like, we won't charge for this session. Everything okay?
I'm all right. I don't want to be charged regardless. But okay. A transfusion, maybe.
Okay. Well, transfusion is, it's known, it's known as a golf drink. And, you know, the cart people who drive around typically have them offering them, and they have Schweppes ginger ale. So it's ginger ale, it's grape juice, and it's vodka, and it's delicious, and it's dangerous. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Bobby in Belmore. Bobby, welcome in.
Good afternoon, Anita. Tyrone Smith has missed 30 games the last 4 years, so it's like mm-hmm. every other game is like half the last 4 years he's missed. And I just think after Dwayne Moore last year, which I thought was another bonehead move by the Jets, I don't think it's going to work out. But I know he played 13 games last year. But it's bad enough you have a 40-year-old quarterback. Now, speaking of the 40-year-old quarterback, this guy, I mean, the drugs, the darkness, Jimmy Kimmel, Jeopardy, now the election. I mean, this guy actually had the nerve to say, well, they got to stop the BS that's going around the Jets. Newsflash to Aaron Rodgers. You're the one who's bringing all this BS to the Jets. And it's everything but football with this guy. And he's played 4 plays. He's coming up with an Achilles injury. You think he would be more focused on football? It's a New York Times article, so it's obviously accurate, that election story. And they talk about now the Sandy Hook. All this stuff is going to, whether it's true or false, when you're running for election, as you know, they're going to bring up all this other stuff.
But here's the thing, Bobby. Here's the thing, and I apologize. I only have about, got to let you go. I've only got 2 minutes left in the show. The Jets knew this. Aaron Rodgers is a lightning rod. He, there's no surprise here. He is who he is. He's been around the NFL for several years. Like, this shouldn't be a surprise. This is who he is. You know, the Jets signed up for this. You know, this comes with the package. It is what it is. Just got to deal with it. Unfortunately. Real quick, in regard to the draft, right now, how it looks like it's playing out, Many people are expecting Caleb Williams to go number one overall to the Chicago Bears. So more than likely that's going to happen. I think it's a huge mistake. Washington taking Jaden Daniels at two, leaving Drake May there at three. Either the Patriots are going to draft him or a team is going to offer the Patriots the world to move up and get, in my opinion, the best quarterback in this draft, which is Drake May. Arizona, I think, is really the winner here. They're sitting there at four. They don't need a quarterback. They're still committed to Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr., who many people, best player in this draft, falls to them at four at wide receiver. The Minnesota Vikings, more than likely, looking to trade up to get a quarterback. Do they feel that they need to trade up above the Giants to get J.J. McCarthy? Because there's some talk and speculation that the Giants will take J.J. McCarthy if he's there at six. That's a possibility. I think the Patriots are also trying to convince folks to move up to get whatever quarterback at three, because there are a number of teams interested in a quarterback, like Minnesota, like the Giants, possibly Tennessee, obviously the Chargers, the Denver Broncos, the Raiders, just to name a few. I'm going down the list here in regard to teams that very well could trade up. And with all that being said, I think the Jets sitting at 10 are in a really good position. I think the Jets are going to get a real good either offensive lineman or offensive player to help them with this coming season. Tomorrow, I do want to spend a lot more time talking about the Yankees as we're getting closer to opening day and all that happened with Gerrit Cole. Also, Jordan Renan and Rich Cimini are going to be joining me as well.